Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We got hold of a neurologist. She's a healthcare practitioner. She specializes as a neurologist in at Sunninghill Hospital in Johannesburg. Her name is Dr. Jodie Pearl, and she joins us on the line right now. Hi, Jodie. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Kathy.
Thank you so much. So is lockdown making us age cognitively?
Well, Kathy, it's an interesting question, and let me reassure you that we are not facing a dementia pandemic as well as the COVID pandemic.
Well, that's a relief.
I think that what happens is when we are stressed, it is not only an emotional response, but stress is actually a physical response. And what happens is we have a surge of chemicals that go through the body and the brain, chemicals like cortisol and adrenaline. And this triggers what's known as the flight-fright response. Now, that response is all good and well because it helps to protect us in an acute, dangerous situation. But in chronic stress, these circulating chemicals can actually impair your memory function and your decision-making.
Right, and we know that stress can also be deadly.
Of course. So chronic stress, we know, can cause permanent changes in the brain. It can actually shrink the brain. The point is that we're living in times that we've never experienced before. Sure. None of us have been through a pandemic. We don't know what to expect. So, A, we are being information overloaded with everything COVID. And secondly, we are completely thrown out of our normal routine. And remember that our memories are often based on emotions, on where we are, on places, on our senses. Now, a lot of us are at home. We don't get to see our family, our friends. We have lost that human contact. And therefore, our memory will most certainly be affected.
So what do we do? What do we do to combat stress and to just kind of undo the damage that stress is causing at the moment?
It's very difficult to undo stress. I think the most important thing is to identify those people, those among your listeners who are having significant problems with memory or depression or mood or difficulty sleeping, because all of these things affect memory. So if there are people who are out there who are feeling extremely anxious or depressed and their health is at risk, not from COVID, but from other things, those people need to seek some form of medical assistance. If it is a young person who's otherwise healthy, who has a good support system, who just feels a little bit forgetful, you know, losing belongings, forgetting where they put things, you know, having a routine, things like exercise, meditation, eating well, spending time with the family that you can, having some comfort, human comfort, although we are socially distancing, most of us have someone that we can speak to or engage with. That all helps the brain to heal, to function better.
You know, we might think, well, you know, some people aren't stressed because they aren't working, but there's two kinds of stress. There's positive stress, which is when you are so busy that you can't see straight. And then there's negative stress where there's just nothing happening. That's quite a stressful situation on its own. So thank you very, very much for joining us. And
it's a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been
interesting
speaking to you.
And I wish all your listeners well and safe during this time.
Thank you so much. And thanks for making time to speak to us. That's Dr. Jodie Pearl. She's a healthcare practitioner specializing as a neurologist in Sunninghill Hospital. Unsigned, weighing in on this about cognition and you know, and memory being affected at this time, and says, hi, Kathy, I totally relate with Simon. I'll look for my glasses and they will be right on my face, or look for my phone and it will be in my pocket.